Told you it was long. But you do realize this is not just a story about a woman coming to a well, right? I mean, you know that, right? This, we are all the woman at the well. Every one of us. We're the woman at the well. We're going about our daily, boring, mundane routine of life, and all of a sudden, it's interrupted. Something happens, and nothing is routine anymore. We are the woman at the well. We find ourselves in an unexpected, somewhat inconvenient encounter with someone when all you want to do is just get your water and go home. We're all the woman at the well. Having a conversation, a real conversation with someone that you'd never in a million years could have predicted you would be having, or maybe even wanted to be having. We are all the woman at the well, embarrassed, being called out on some less than perfect part of our life that we've tried to keep hidden, shamed into admission, but not rejected. We're all the woman at the well. Something happens that just kind of blows our minds, but we can't wait to tell somebody what has happened. We are all the woman at the well. Confident, but sometimes afraid. Spunky, but sometimes shy. Embarrassed, but not judged. Doubtful, but still excited. We are all the Israelites, standing in the desert, grumbling, feeling sorry for ourselves. And then God pours forth a blessing of water from the rock. We are the early church that Paul wrote to, weighed down by our negativity, held back because we can't figure out where to go next, when hope and grace are in such easy reach if we just believe what we say we believe. We are the woman at the well, finding ourselves at unexpected times and places and circumstances with an encounter with the living Christ. And then there's the turn of the page, because every good story has a turn of the page. The Israelites, they found new hope in following in the flowing water and in continuing the journey to the promised land. The new church turned the page, and they couldn't wait to accept that grace of God and again stand and boast in the glory of God. They turned the page. That woman at the well, she couldn't wait to tell someone who would listen, and all of a sudden, others began to believe as well. Turn the page. What's on the next part of your story?